Tim Dagan, thank you.
At LenTellum.com, KGORadio.com. Good show today. We learned a lot. Come back tomorrow. We'll do some general law. I'm screening for general calls for Ron tomorrow. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's almost 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The stock market has been in negative territory all day long, but in the past hour, it really started to plunge again. At the closing bell, the Dow down about 276, it looks like. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live.
Stocks from all sectors of the economy traded lower today, Sherry. There was particular concern about General Motors after its outside auditor said GM's survival is in substantial doubt. And shares of big banks took another hit, too. At one point, Citigroup traded below a dollar. One money manager said there can be no sustainable rally on Wall Street without stability in the banks. And he added, we're not there yet. Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live here in New York. Doctors, lawyers, insurance companies, and community organizers, they're all at the White House right now talking about a major overhaul of the nation's health care system. President Obama says fixing it will help fix the entire economy. Here live from the White House is ABC's Ann Compton.
Well, you know, Sherry, President Obama deliberately invited 120 different health reform voices here and probably 120 different opinions.
In this effort, every voice has to be heard. Every idea must be considered. Every option must be on the table. There should be no sacred cows.
In other words, this won't repeat the Clinton strategy of writing health reforms here, only to see them defeated by Congress, Sherry.
ABC's Ann Compton live. A hearing on the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8 is now over. Supreme Court justices have 90 days to rule on whether to overturn the ban on same-sex marriage. Doctors in Houston say former First Lady Barbara Bush is doing well after open-heart surgery. Her husband says the family's been kept posted on her condition.
All five kids and husband and his spouses and grandkids, and they all checking in, a lot of them on the email.
And we've also just learned that comedian Robin Williams will postpone the remainder of his one-man show because he needs to undergo the same aortic valve repair that Barbara Bush just had. Dow down 281. You're listening to ABC News.
Jimmy's not feeling well and so cranky I can't even take his temperature. Does he have a fever, doctor?
Well, let's see. A slight one, yes.
Is that a thermometer?
Sure is. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, same as we use at the hospital. Takes his temperature with just a light scan of his forehead. Fast, easy, accurate, and gentle, too. So you don't have to...
I don't have to wake him up to check his temperature.
Exactly.
Where do I get one for home?
Exergen's Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Home model at Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, Sam's Club, Babies R Us, and Toys R Us.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said... Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-336-1989. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
Cook County, Illinois Sheriff Tom Dart taking action against a classified ad site on the internet.
We're announcing a lawsuit against Craigslist to ask them to do what, frankly, they should have been doing all along, which is to stop the facilitating of prostitution and to stop being the largest source of prostitution in America.
Dart says runaways, missing kids, and women are all being pimped on Craigslist. He also says he tried talking with Craigslist officials, but they haven't returned his calls. There's Malibu Barbie, Career Girl Barbie, now Tattoo Barbie. Some think Mattel has gone too far in trying to make the icon edgier.
It's the newest incarnation of an iconic doll. Totally stylin' tattoos Barbie. Comes with lots of removable tattoo stickers and a tattoo gun, so girls can stamp themselves, too. The makeover is getting mixed reviews.
That would not fly. I would not buy that for my granddaughters.
No, maybe it's a sign of the times. So each generation is different.
The totally stylin' sparkly pink butterfly stickers aren't exactly biker gang material, but some can't help but wonder, can body-piercing Barbie be far behind? Karen Chase, ABC News.
R&B singer Chris Brown being charged with two felonies for that alleged argument the weekend of the Grammy Awards. And Michael Jackson is back.
I love you. I really do. You have to know that. I love you so much. Really. From the bottom of my heart.
Today he announced a series of concerts in London this summer that he promises will be his last. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio.
But at GEICO, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's GEICO. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt, and we are live at San Francisco City Hall, where demonstrators in Civic Center Plaza have cleared out. 3 hours of same-sex marriage arguments before the California Supreme Court have wrapped up. And Mayor Gavin Newsom reacts without trying to make a prediction.
And I think it's reassuring, based on the arguments that I did here and the questions, that the 18,000 marriages, I think, look increasingly intact. And I'm certainly hopeful, based on the flavor of the discussions, that's the case.
And when it comes to the issue of whether Prop 8 is a revision or an amendment, he says it's hardly conclusive. We'll have team coverage throughout the day on KGO. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Problem in Cupertino, South 85 at De Anza. Crash off to the shoulder, Golden Gate Bridge stall. North 101 after the North Tower. Worn out spark plugs right now at AutoZone. Get Champion conventional spark plugs for just 99 cents each. See store for restrictions and details. Get to AutoZone today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
It'll be partly sunny the rest of the afternoon. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Dry during the weekend. It's 58 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, live at City Hall, KGO Radio News.
Nina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. While you slept the other night, I don't know if this how much publicity this got, but this is a cosmic equivalent of a very close call. An asteroid, according to Jet Propulsion Laboratory, roughly the size of a 10-story building, sped by over the Pacific Ocean, and it was 48,000 miles above the ocean. Now, you might think that's a big margin. Not at all. When you put gravity into the mix, that's about twice the height of some telecommunications satellites above the Earth, and 1/5 the distance to the moon. Measures an oddball-shaped deal, up to 154 feet in diameter, same size as the Tunguska Siberian blast in 1908, 1,000 times more than an atomic bomb. And even more disconcerting is they didn't detect this, this is DD45, until last Friday. And also, the asteroid has now been influenced by Earth's gravity, which means when it comes around the next time, it's going to be even closer. So while you're worrying whether your snap peas are organic or not, there are forces out there and purely natural. I got to add this to my list of natural things that may not be good for you. An asteroid plowing into the Earth is not going to be good for you, and yet I can't think of anything more natural. All right? Just to underline this part, this thing that most people seem to believe that if it's natural, it must be good. All right, well, Jade Goody, she's gathering family around. It looks like she's going to pass away soon. And I have a deep mix of feeling. This is a woman. It's big time in British reality TV, as big as it ever gets. And she's not exactly because someone is dying, that means you can't be honest about them. I have difficulty with that. I know you're supposed to say nice things at the, you know, at the funeral and obituaries, et cetera. But there's a lot of consternation in England that this is the beginning of the end of our culture, that when this is what fascinates us, a person who is not interesting, whose, you know, belt doesn't go through all her loops, and yes, it's tragic, she's dying of cervical cancer. For those of you who are afraid of a cervical cancer vaccine, remember, it does kill. And so I deplore it in one sense, and in another sense, hey, why not? Why shouldn't people see what death is like? Something we hide. I never liked the idea, and this, of course, got blown open during the Vietnam War, and the Obama administration has just reversed standard policy. Why should we not know what war looks like? Why should we all sit here in our armchairs and think it's, you know, all a movie, and it's glorious and romantic? War is neither of those things. War represents a loss. It represents the fact that we did not find another way to resolve our differences. And to protect us from it, so we all believe in the Hollywood version, so the politicians can have their way, is preposterous. And during Vietnam, there were some heinous images that came back, and everybody got all upset by it. And with us, was just looking at the coffins coming back, flag draped coffins. Come on. I find that a very moving image. I think of the family. I think of these young lives nipped in the bud. These young people who never grow up and have kids and experience life. And as far as I'm concerned, it makes me, in one way, it adds to my love of country and patriotism. And in another way, it makes me think real carefully that war is the last resort. And you think very carefully when you're voting for something like that, when you really understand what it is. Not saying that I did. I never saw active duty. I've got an honorable discharge as a captain in the Army. And I feel thankful that I never saw active duty, because who knows, right? Anyway, how do I get off on that? What's appropriate or not appropriate on television? Here's a fella, tried to commit suicide, all right? Tries to kill himself. The hospital saves his life. What does he do? He sues him for $200,000, and he collected out-of-court payout, six-year legal fight. What do you think? He says he was given too much of these neutralizing drugs. He took an overdose of pills. They gave him a drug to counteract it. When someone overdoses and their life is on the line, yeah, you betcha, better err on the side of giving him too much of the antidote, don't you think? Anyway, caused tissue damage to his right arm. And, of course, he's made a second suicide attempt 3 years later. I know they saved my life, but if you went in with a heart attack, you wouldn't expect to leave, you know, with burns on your arm. I had to go to a burn special. Oh, my God, brother. People. Speaking of suicide, Washington Tate's physician-assisted suicide law it goes into effect today. There are a lot of rules. Patient has to be diagnosed having less than 6 months to live, be of sound mind, make a request orally and in writing, have it approved by two different doctors, wait 15 days, make the request again, and a doctor can prescribe the dose but cannot administer it. A third of hospitals said they will participate. A third said no. I just don't understand how government thinks they can tell you how, where, what, and when you want to die. You know, it's amazing. They'll tell you to go overseas and fight for them and risk your life. That's kind of okay, even though many people might believe that it's a wrong thing to do, but somehow they can tell you can't take your own life when you're suffering. Another deal here. Here's the reason why I'm always talking about relationships, failed relationships, divorce, breaking up. These things have profound impacts upon your health, physical and mental. Here's another one. Women in strained marriages more likely than otherwise to have high blood pressure and a whole bunch of other heart disease risk factors. They studied hundreds of middle-aged and older couples married for more than 20 years. Questionnaires. Women in marriages with high levels of strife were more prone to depression, more prone to metabolic syndrome, that includes fat waist, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, abnormal blood sugar, which all of which raises your risk for heart disease, and that the negative aspects of marriage were associated with all this stuff. Mostly, by the way, in women. Now, women, we don't know why. Women are more emotionally sensitive. Maybe that's what does it. We don't know. Watching films and advertisements where alcohol features prominently drives people to immediately reach for a bottle. They studied male students, shown two films, one which featured alcohol far less prominently. They're also shown either neutral commercials or ones with alcohol ads. During the one-hour film, the lab had nice leather couches and comfy chairs, and its students were told they could drink as much beer or wine or soda as they wanted to. The most alcohol anyone drank was four bottles. The least was none. It's not possible to tell whether watching alcohol on screen has any effect on long-term behavior. But straightforward, those who watched both the alcoholic film and commercials drank a bottle and a half more than those who watched the non-alcoholic film and commercials. So direct evidence. You know, it's a little different when you try to say what people are doing at home. You don't know what other influences are going on. This is going to take a little concentration on your part, but it's fascinating. It has to do with the idea that it is human nature to believe in creationism and intelligent design. And no matter what your religious belief, College-educated adults frequently agree with purpose-seeking yet false explanations of natural phenomena. The very fact of this belief in purpose might lead you to favor intelligent design. Now, they've documented the same kind of thinking called promiscuous teleology in young kids. I'm going to get you into this here. 7 and 8-year-olds will mostly agree with teleological statements such as rocks are jagged so animals can scratch themselves. Birds exist to make nice music. These mistakes will diminish as kids take more science classes. In other words, the rocks didn't become jagged for the animals, you see. These things just happen sometimes randomly, and the successful change will persist. Now, to see whether education erases teleological tendencies or whether they instead represent one's brain default mode, they presented hundreds of university students with various statements. You hear? Earthworms tunnel underground to aerate the soil. Mites live on skin to consume dead skin cells. The sun makes light so that plants can photosynthesize. Earthquakes happen because tectonic plates must align. Now, they saw these sentences. Now, they're all those are not true, right? I assume you know that. And you had 3 to 5 seconds to answer. To make sure people were paying attention, they threw some other obviously true statements. Flowers wilt because they get dehydrated, or people buy vacuums because they suck up dirt. First round of experiments suggested adults make more teleological mistakes when pressed for time. No matter how much time they had in another experiment, test subjects endorsed false statements implying the Earth is designed and maintained for life. The Earth has an ozone layer in order to protect it from UV rays. A second round of tests added more biological geophysical questions to probe these inclinations. And then they asked people about their religious beliefs. People continued to agree with false teleological statements, particularly those that endorsed an Earth intended for life. Non-believers, non-religious people, were just as likely to make these errors. Education only goes so far in extinguishing mistaken beliefs about the physical world. It suggests that we're quite explicitly failing in science education, certainly with these undergraduates. It suggests that the creationist side has a huge leg up early on because it fits our natural tendencies. These are Yale psychologists. It has implications for why most people on Earth are creationists. Now they're going to try this with volunteers with strong science backgrounds to see if they too fall in such childlike reasoning. Right? The sun doesn't make light for plants. The sun was around long before plants. Right? Earthworms just tunnel underground. It just happens to aerate the soil. They're busy eating. What else? Okay, let's move on. This concerns me. There are a lot of women out there with relatively benign form of cancer in one breast, ductal carcinoma in situ. It's a benign form of cancer. We think it's grossly overtreated. And yet, a lot of women are choosing to have their other breast removed. This is a very curable, non-invasive form of cancer with a lumpectomy. And the fact is that the rate of preventive mastectomy on the other breast doubled. Excluding those who had breast-conserving surgery, the rate tripled from 6% to 18.5% between 1998 to 2005. And I don't know, regardless of any survival benefit, it seems people feel that removing the other breast gives them greater peace of mind. And I understand peace of mind is part of the medical equation. I just don't know how you factor that in, right? Well, here's the National Health Service. I raise these issues because we're going to face these issues. They are denying covering some very expensive anti-cancer drugs, even though they do prolong life. And it's just a matter of money. They have to pick and choose, and that's the nature of healthcare when it's paid for ahead of time, and we're going to have to face these kind of decisions as we try to bring health care to everybody. Well, what do you think here? Should someone with narcolepsy, that's where you unexpectedly, it's like a, not a seizure, but you unexpectedly fall asleep, should that person be allowed to work as a police dispatcher? Now, in the 10 weeks of training, this fellow did not fall asleep. But it raises a question about disabled folks, and with at what level of disability can you deny them a job? Right? It's a difficult issue. I wanted to read this to you quickly because it involves an important subject, vaccine. And it begins, this is a an article by Stephen Novella, good guy. And he says, no one, you know, you don't see headlines, and I do this all the time in the media, nobody got sick or died today from a vaccine-preventable disease. No. You only have Oprah putting on washed-up actresses trying to tell you not to vaccinate your kids because the vaccines will make them sick. You don't hear 10,872 airplanes landed safely today. That's not news. Well, I have here the list of reduction in morbidity for vaccine-preventable diseases. And I'm going to compare, I'm not going to give you dates, before the vaccines to now. Okay, before diphtheria vaccination, there were 250,000 cases. Afterwards, zero. Hepatitis, 200,000 to 17,000. Measles, 1,000,000 to 60. Polio, 1 case. Rubella, 11 cases. Congenital rubella, 1 case. Tetanus, 30 cases. HIV, 30 cases. Varicella, pneumococcal disease, all these things, hundreds of thousands of people, and now there are none. What would an anti-vaccinationist say? All those diseases? You got something to say about all of them? Preposterous. All right, I want to talk to you about if you're on a diet. If you're on a diet, and let's suppose M&Ms, you really just cannot resist M&Ms. Should you keep a bowl of M&Ms around? Is that the best way to diet? Or should you just clean house and get rid of every M&M you can see or eat them all up and then don't buy more? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little stack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 50, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Fred in Palm Bay, Florida. How you doing, Fred?
Hi, Dr. Dean. First of all, I want to thank you for your show. I really appreciate your opinion. Coming from a medical background myself, I was an Air Force medic for a few years.
Okay.
I really like your scientific view of things, and I've also been on the sales end of some of those scam things and quit just out of consciousness.
Good.
And now I want to ask you about something new on the market called an e-cigarette. Are you familiar with those?
Yes. This is they're making them in China, and, mm-hmm. and it gives you they're quite clever. Well, tell me. I don't know. I didn't know that they were here. That they had landed. So tell me. You tell me about what you saw. And they give you a shot of nicotine, and they're electronic.
Actually, I'm actually a proud owner of one. Actually. It basically what it does is it vaporizes a liquid that contains various amounts of nicotine and flavoring, and the claims that they make is that the only thing that's delivering to you that is bad for you is nicotine, and mm-hmm. We're all familiar that nicotine is not good for you, but the ability to be able to buy it with no nicotine is important to me because I'm not addicted to nicotine. I just enjoy smoking.
Yes, I'm glad you said that.
I can actually put down cigarettes for long, long periods of time without not feeling any effects, but I actually just enjoy the smoking.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that because that's a perspective, Fred, that people need to hear. It puzzles me because I'm a non-smoker, because if it is the nicotine, then A, how come you're able to do that? B, how come when you give people nicotine in the form of a patch, in the form of a liquid, in the form of the gum, in the form, all the different ways we give people nicotine, it doesn't cure the addiction to cigarettes. So the smoking of the cigarette, A, must be powerful, or there's something else in cigarettes that's addicting we have not yet identified. There are other things in cigarettes that are bad for you, so nicotine may not be that evil. In other words, when people go on nicotine gum, their heart function improves, and they're getting as much nicotine as they would get from a cigarette, so possibly other things in cigarettes. There's 500-600 different ingredients that tobacco companies somehow have got the privilege of hiding what's in their cigarettes from the public. Well, everybody else has to put it on the label. So among these 500-600 different ingredients in a cigarette, maybe one of those is what's bad for you. Maybe it's just carbon monoxide. You're inhaling burning vegetable matter. Maybe that's bad for your heart. So there's a bunch of interesting contradictions here. So let's go over it. Nicotine is not the only thing people seem to get addicted to. If it were, when you give them nicotine, they should be able to quit. So what place is this cigarette going to have in the world for smokers? Well, a guy like you, listen, you can get it without the nicotine, like you said. I remember when I was a kid, my parents, you're going back now and early 50s, and everybody had these little fake cigarettes, a little piece of red tin foil at the end and little silver speckles. It looked like a real cigarette, and they would hold them, and it tasted like mint, didn't have nicotine in them. And they and all their friends were walking around with these things, and they claimed that it helped them quit. The hand habit must be something. I find when I try to quit coffee, which I'll never try to do again, I want to have some warm liquid in my hand. It's my buddy. It's my friend. There's just something about the whole habit taken as a whole. Well, then there's people who chew tobacco. They don't smoke it. What's up with that? You know, they can get more deeply hooked than people on cigarettes. So again, if it's just the nicotine, then why? I mean, you take a heroin addict and give them opiates, they're fine. Take a cocaine addict and give them they're fine. I don't understand this. What is it that's so addicting about cigarettes? And don't get me wrong, it is addicting. I have had many a heroin addict tell me it was tougher to give up cigarettes than it was to get off of heroin. And that's considered to be one of the toughest drugs to get off. So I think these could be good because I think if people can get off regular cigarettes and get on these things, then you can slowly decrease the amount of nicotine in them. Maybe, but it should logically not yield much higher quitting rates than other nicotine delivery systems. If it does, then Fred, you have nailed something here. It's about the smoking. It's about the hand habit. And it is, but I just don't know what percentage of it. All right? All right. I want to talk to you about you're on a diet. Should you just get all the foods you're tempted by out of the house or leave them there? Right? Maybe temptation's a good thing. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A three-hour hearing before the California Supreme Court on the validity of Proposition 8, the same-sex marriage ban, has ended. A ruling could come within the next 90 days. The Bay Area's unemployment rate is soaring. San Jose leads the area with 9.4%, East Bay 9.2%, and San Francisco 7.5%. Stock market ended the day on a bad note today. The Dow Industrials lost 281 points, closing at 6,594. S&P 500 down 30 at 683, and the NASDAQ dropped 54 points at 1,299. Lloyd Lindsay-Young forecasting partly sunny this afternoon with a few scattered showers still possible. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hey folks, Kent Hemmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a three-day, two-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Your blood sugar level is a serious matter. Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that promotes balanced blood sugar levels. Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
It has given me a lot of energy.
I just feel great.
Take one capsule before meals. It's that easy. Enhancelin reduces the absorption of sugar through the intestines. It's the natural way to reduce the amount of sugar getting into your body.
I think anybody who's going through diabetes too should really take the Enhancelin.
It works. It actually works.
With the Enhancelin, I can smile again.
For help managing your blood sugar, call now to order Enhancelin. 1-800-480-0658. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So call 1-800-480-0658. Call today and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. Call 1-800-480-0658. That's 1-800-480-0658.
Think. Here, welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about dieting and tempting foods, etc. And they presented females with tempting foods, and they found that the women exerted greater self-control when they had previously been confronted with a sweet treat that they had access to rather than just pictures or smells. The implication is that challenging yourself to resist temptation may be more effective than banning all sweets and snack foods from the home. It seems counterintuitive to keep a food threat around, but I, you know, there's a real world out there. So if you survive your diet and stick to it because you don't have anything in the house, well, what are you going to do when you go out? Right? So you may as well get used to the fact it's a world full of junk food and learn to resist it. Sure, it's easy to stay away from alcohol when you got no alcohol in the house, but how about when you're in a bar or you're at a party? So I can see this is a reasonable thing. I won't get into the details of the study. It was done, by the way, on M&Ms. So that's why we brought up M&Ms. All right, let's talk to David in La Quinta. How you doing, David? David? David once. David going twice. David gone. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Jim? Yeah, there you are. Go ahead. Don't scare me like that.
Okay. Yeah, my wife picked up a blood clot on a long flight from South America, and it migrated to her lungs where it burst. Anyway, ooh, she was on a pretty much regimen of Coumadin, and the clots dissolved. But now we were wondering if it would be safe for her to fly again.
Well, she needs to talk to her doctor because there's going to be a lot of causes. This, economy class syndrome is called, or deep vein thrombosis. Can occur in long haul flights. There is division in the medical world on this, in that if you take anybody and put them in a seat for 7 hours, you betcha that's going to increase your risk of clots. Get yourself a little dehydrated, because that's what happens often on a plane, and completely immobilized because you don't get up and walk around, et cetera. In other words, I don't know that airplanes are more of a cause of this than just being immobile, which means if you're going to be on a plane, get up a lot, walk around, wear support hose. Wear support hose. Talk to your doctor. Maybe you need to take an aspirin or take a blood thinner. So I don't believe it automatically means she can't fly. But this does happen. And there's just a lot of argument why. I'm not sure what factors in an airplane would... I mean, what changes in an airplane? The air is a little drier. The air pressure is reduced. Now, neither of those are known to cause deep vein thrombosis, but you are immobilized. And more so than in your office, where you can swing your legs around and stand up, and, instead of being crammed into the airplane. Now you might say, hey, talk to your doctor, write your prescription for a first class or business class seat. I don't think that's going to fly with the airlines. So you need to bring that question, because once again, there are other mitigating factors, that can lead to deep vein thrombosis. All right. Let's talk to, Susan. How you doing, Susan?
Hi, Dr. Dina Dell. How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
My question to you is, are hammer toes hereditary? My mom has them, although she's been married to an alcoholic for about 27 years. And I researched a little bit, and it said one of the symptoms is alcoholism, which I didn't understand the correlation. But my main question is are hammer toes hereditary?
Sure. And you read something that said that hammer toes can cause alcoholism?
No. A symptom of hammer toes is alcohol. I mean, it was really an odd connection.
Yeah, that's very weird. I don't understand that. Maybe it's one of those things like kids with big feet are better readers, and kids with big feet are better readers because kids with big feet are usually older. That's why they have bigger feet. And so maybe people with hammer toes can't walk out of the bar so fast. Who knows? Well, is it? That, you know, it's actually a good question. Hammer toes in general we think are caused by poor footwear, but we think you need to be set up. And that what happens is the toe bends, and we think that it's possible that there is a little bit of an imbalance between the muscles and tendons that pull your toe up and the muscles and tendons that pull your toe down, and that that little bit of imbalance sets you up when you wear poor footwear. It compresses it, and then you get the corns and the calluses and all the other secondary effects. So to the degree that we do inherit posture, and for instance, when you walk behind a family, you ever do this? You see, you know, some place where you got a whole family and they're walking in front of you, they walk alike. You know, dad and his young sons, they walk alike. My father and I from behind, you'd think that we were the same person. That's because our muscles and our bones and the ligaments and tendons and how everything attaches and the leverage, et cetera, that is a secondary result of those attachments are inherited. To one degree or another. So it wouldn't be beyond expectation to think that the setup for hammer toes could do it. You know, it's like bunions. You never see people having bunions if they go barefoot. You don't see it among native populations. But you do inherit that angle of that big toe of yours. If it aims to the outside, you're a little more set up for bunions when indeed you start wearing footwear that compresses and irritates it. So yeah, there might be some inheritance, but you need to have something else. You know, something environmental like bad shoes to put it up and over the edge. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Cynthia. How you doing, Cynthia?
Hello.
Hi. How are you? You're on the air.
Okay. Yes, I'm doing well. I'm not doing okay. I wouldn't be calling you, I guess.
Yeah. That's you're the first person to say that. I always think of that. I say, you know, how you doing? I'm fine. And in my mind, I'm going, what in the heck are you calling this program for? A call Rush.
Well, okay. This is it. I've been having a lot of health scares lately. I went to emergency a couple weeks ago because my friend who's a nurse thought I was having a stroke, and they said they thought I was having an ocular migraine. Anyway, I know that money makes the world go round, but why won't doctors, and I have a little savings and I will pay for it, why won't they just give me a CAT scan or a PET scan or an MRI? And what is the difference between those three things? I don't
yes.
know, you know, what's the difference between them?
Sure.
Do it. I'll pay for it.
I understand. And, you know, sometimes you can go out and you can pay for tests in shopping malls and things like that, and doctors in general don't like that. And here you are within the medical system because interpreting the test becomes very important. So let's talk about those things. MRIs, CAT scan. MRIs use no x-rays. They're pricey and very, you know, they yield incredible information. CAT scans use a heck of a lot of x-rays, hundreds and hundreds of times the equivalent of a chest x-ray. So you don't want to expose somebody to that unless you think there's going to be a yield. You don't want to have a test, whether it's expensive or whether it has a lot of x-rays and potentially could add up to problems later on, unless it's going to yield information. So in general, we don't like the idea of doing all tests on all people, which is the way some doctors used to operate. And a PET scan is very different, where you're actually looking at metabolic activity, and often you don't get a very specific diagnosis out of that. I would say PET scans today are an adjunct to other types of diagnostic modalities. So if you came to me, it would depend on what you're after. In other words, if you had a symptom that was reasonable, for which it was reasonable to do one of these tests, then, you know, I would do it. If the doctor doesn't see any reason why to do it, it's good medicine not to, just depending upon the test, its dangers, and whether it's likely to yield beneficial information, for you. So, once again, you would be able, there are a lot of these tests are marginal and you should be able to talk a doctor into it if you want to pay for it. But by the same token, it would get paid for if it was considered a reasonable thing. And you don't want to spend too much time chasing after, possible conditions that you don't have, right? So it's a good question because it's really a balance. It's about numbers and statistics. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
How's the med?
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Vern, welcome to the program, Vern.
How you doing, Dr. Z?
Fine, sir.
All right. Yeah, I'm calling about how long does marijuana change the system if you're not a chronic marijuana smoker?
Well, if you're not a chronic smoker, if you're a chronic smoker, it can stay in your system weeks and maybe a month, maybe a little longer. Occasional use, a few days. But listen, what it depends upon is the cutoff level, because technology is so sophisticated, we can detect like anything at parts per billion. So doctors have to be very careful. Well, law enforcement people have to be very careful, because you get down to those levels, people can pick it up walking through a crowded room, or who knows, eating a power bar that's made from hemp oil. So in terms of passing a test, it's very fat soluble, so that's why it clings to lipids and fats in your body is why it hangs around so long. Are you you headed for a urine test?
Well, I was going to be on vacation, maybe like for 3 weeks.
I got you. And on vacation, you never know what happens on vacation stays on vacation. Yes, well, I find this draconian. And we had a case so early in this program. I've always had the same opinion about this, that testing in the workplace doesn't reduce drug abuse and just creates distrust between employer and employee. But case of a guy went to Jamaica on his vacation, his honeymoon, actually, 3 week honeymoon. And, went in Rome, do what the Romans do, and he smokes some pot on vacation. He comes back, and a week later, after he's back, gets urine tested, and loses his job. I don't think that was the intent of the law. The guy made $400,000, by the way, was an executive, and he just chooses pot over alcohol. Isn't he allowed to do that? I mean, it's a great quote from Abraham Lincoln, which I've forgotten, that no society can attempt prohibition and call themselves a free. a free society. So all I can tell you is be careful. Be careful. All right? Let's talk to Ann in Santa Cruz. How you doing, Ann?
I have a problem with the common condition called dry mouth.
Sure.
And my dentist diagnosed it, and he's warning me that I'm going to have cavities. I'm 70. I'm too old.
Right. Well, how'd the dentist diagnose it? Did you not notice it yourself?
Well, yeah, but I just wasn't that concerned about it.
Yes, well, you don't have to be. Yes, it can increase, it might increase decay because the saliva is a way your body your mouth washes itself. But there are many, many causes of this, and you might need the help of another specialist. First of all, do you take any medication? You know, don't even answer the question because the first place to look is medication. So many medications that people take cause dry mouth as a side effect. So that's the first place to look. Second, you know, people with allergies, people who mouth breathe, et cetera, et cetera. Third, as you age as a woman, some mucous membranes tend to dry out. Now, you know, your reproductive tract can get dry, your eyes can get dry, and so can your mouth. And some doctors have not seen really good studies find estrogen is helpful for that, but I'm not ready to endorse it. If, by the way, you have problem with dry eyes and you have problem with a dry mouth, and you also notice it elsewhere in the body, previously mentioned, you could have something called Sjogren's syndrome or Sjogren's disease. That's very important, and it's spelled S-J-O-G-R-E-M. And unless your ophthalmologist and gynecologist and dentist, you know, play golf together, it might not get picked up. You know, the eye doctor says, you got dry eyes. The gynecologist says, you have atrophic vaginitis. And the dentist says, you got dry mouth. So I would consult an ear, nose, and throat doctor if you're really serious about this. And see if they can't figure it out. And there are things you can take, by the way, that can keep your mouth feeling lubricated, so to speak, that doctors love. So you need to get to the bottom of it, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-682-6681. That's 1-800-682-6681.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-682-6681.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-682-6681. That's 1-800-682-6681.
Tom.
Everybody, welcome back. Let's talk to Tina. How you doing, Tina?
Hi, Dr. Dow. I have kind of a strange question. My boyfriend smokes a lot of marijuana, and he wants to cut down, but he just doesn't seem to be able to. And I wanted to know if there was some way I could mix something with it that would wean him off without him kind of knowing it.
That's interesting. Very interesting. I did that once to somebody. Happened to be psychotherapeutic medication I didn't think they needed, and I just took all their capsules and filled up a whole bunch of them with half sugar and then almost all sugar, and then when they were off it and taking just the placebo fake sugar pills, I told them, and they got mad at me. I'm not sure there's anything you can do. I mean, if you had access to really cheap marijuana, like, you know, male plants or leaves, you'd mix it in, but he'd know it, you know? He'd know it. I think it would be more important, Tina, to confront this head on and say, listen, I love you, and I feel, you know, I feel abandoned when all you're doing is smoking pot. It makes me think you don't enjoy being around me or being alive without pot. I'm not saying, you know, you can't smoke pot once in a while, but you're using it chronically, and it's pathological. And I don't know who I'm talking to. You're not who you really are and who I fell in love with. And because I think, listen, you want to help them. If it was alcohol or cigarettes, they would call you a codependent, because there you are getting involved in their issue and trying to control them, to help them, etc. I know where you're coming from. It's from a place of love. But I think a healthy relationship should not be afraid of confronting issues like this head on. I mean, that's the real bottom line, is you got to express how you feel, and he's got to understand it. Now, you don't walk in a room and say, you pothead, you worthless, lazy, blah. You know, you sentences don't work in relationships, but you say, I feel sentences, they work. Like, I feel abandoned. I feel I don't know you. I feel like maybe it's me. Maybe you can't stand being around me. I mean, raise those kind of questions to get him to see it's more than just about him, but he's got to supply the motivation. And it's not, it's easy to get off pot. It doesn't take, it's really not, you know, not a heavily addicting substance. Oh, it can be habituating, because people simply get used to dealing with their emotions, positive or negative, with marijuana. Now, to me, it's also kind of like alcohol. Some people become drunks, and some people use alcohol and enjoy some of the effects. So use and abuse is an issue that has not been discussed in detail, nor do we have really good studies when it comes to marijuana. But to me, you know, there are a lot of people occasionally use marijuana. They do just fine. No one has ever found any secondary negative medical, you know, downside in that situation. All right, so tackle it that way. I think that'll be a lot healthier for all of you. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Please join us for the next program. Until then, as always, be well.
I came back from a weekend with the boys, took one look at my wife, and couldn't believe my eyes. Her face was so smooth. It was like she turned the clock back 10 years.
I look at her. No more crow's feet, and her frown lines disappeared. It's amazing.
Do you want to know the secret to smoother skin, less wrinkles, and no more dark circles? Introducing Icera, the clinically proven skincare serum that rolls on. Icera is designed to treat even the toughest wrinkles, crow's feet, and even eliminates dark circles and under-eye puffiness. Want to try it yourself? Well, now you can. Risk-free. That's right. Roll away wrinkles with Icera. It's guaranteed to work for you. Even the ones closest to you won't believe their eyes.
eyes.
I still can't believe the difference a couple of days made.
So what are you waiting for? Roll away wrinkles and roll back the clock. Call today for your risk-free trial of iCera.
888-535-8518. 888-535-8518. That's 888-535-8518.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your